Speaking up for the rest of us, he is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
Where are we with Iran right now? Important question, right? What we're being told is that the evidence indicates that Iran was behind the drone attacks on the Saudi Arabian oil processing fields that shut down their production for a couple of days, about half of their production shut down. At the time, world oil markets went up by about 18%. They've settled back down. Gas prices went up. They, of course, they go up fast and come down slow. Up fast, down slow. You may have noticed that over your life. My next guest, Craig Stevens, former senior advisor to U.S. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman and a spokesman for Grow America's Infrastructure Now. Craig, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Steve. Good morning.
Always good to have you here. So as a result of all this, Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, after the passing of John McCain, actually found out he did, in fact, have a spine, which is weird because he hid it for years and years. But he is calling for strikes on Iran, as are some other people now. Do you really think that's a good idea? It seems to me this president is very reluctant to engage in military activity of that kind. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that is really the last straw. But I think one of the best things we've learned this from other presidents and other leaders is you never take anything off the table. And I think that what we're finding from, you know, this president and from this foreign council folks, from people at state, is that we have to assert that we will use any and all materials and any and all weapons at our disposal to deal with rogue nations. You know, what Iran did was certainly illegal in the international sense, was an attack on not only Saudi Arabia, but on all Western worlds. I mean, they're trying to undo the problems of their international sanctions, those sanctions the U.S. and other countries have put on Iran for weaponizing and for developing a nuclear weapons program. And we can't allow that to stand. So I think we need to make sure that all of our options are on the table, and they know that.
Well, and I agree with that. But it has been the practice of this president to be very reluctant when it came to military activity. I think that's one of the reasons we saw the exit of John Bolton as National Security Advisor here a week ago. John Bolton, considered by many to be a bit of a hawk, some would say a warmonger, frankly. He's out. The president still has not gotten involved. But then we also saw some pretty negative comments, low comments, really, from the squad and others about the president being beholden, if you will, to the nation of Saudi Arabia. What do you make of that?
Well, Saudi Arabia is an ally. They've been an ally in a number of different events and a number of different global events around the world. And not only that, but they are a huge supplier of energy to the world. And I think one of the things that's important to recognize is, you know, we need to make sure that there is enough global supply of oil and petroleum on that world market in order to ensure safety and stability around the globe. And what happens when large producers like Saudi Arabia go offline is that it deals a stronger hand to despots and other enemies of freedom, like Russia, like Iran, like Venezuela.
Sure.
So it's critical to, you know, world peace and also to democratic and Western nations that there is supply, plenty of supply on hand. Because like you said, prices will spike and that will have a deleterious effect on economies around the world.
So here's where I am in looking at that. We have more energy production in America now than any country in the world, be it natural gas, oil, coal, what have you. What we don't have are refineries in America. We need new refineries, good-sized refineries, to turn raw product into gasoline, and we'd be in a far better position. I think that's one of the things that has us a bit handicapped at the moment. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, there is considerable capacity in the Midwest and along the Gulf region, which you're absolutely right. And to build a new refinery is really challenging, especially with regulations that have been placed by the Obama administration. President Trump is trying to unwind some of those regulations and allow some of that construction to move forward, but that is a real challenge for new construction of refineries. But your point is well taken, and the fact that the U.S. and Canada, our closest ally, have been able to discover new reserves and using technology go after those reserves has really put a hedge against some of the evil actors around the world.
Well, clearly, I mean, you look at the massive debt we've built up of $22 trillion, whatever it is today, and you look at what Saudi Arabia and some of these other countries have done over time, which is build incredible amounts of wealth by exporting oil. Wouldn't it be nice if America could be in the business of exporting lots of oil and find a way, a mechanism, if you will, to pay down our debt? That's something I sleep at night thinking about these things. But I think that's one mechanism we could actually pay down our debt and get things under control. And we've got to be more serious about it. And yet you've got the pushback, like you say, Craig, from the left every single day that don't want us to have. I mean, you've got people saying, well, you won't have private cars anymore. You know, what do they want us to do? Ride donkeys?
Yeah, it's really kind of been disheartening watching the Democratic candidates in this presidential debates. I mean, not only are they calling for an elimination of fossil fuels in the U.S. and an elimination of the construction of pipelines, but they are really looking to send us back to, a pre-energy era. In addition to, what they want to do on energy, but they want to give away more and more things. And you've got, like you said, the squad talking about eliminating all college debt. Now, I still have college debt, but that's an investment in myself. That's a responsibility that I take on as an investment in myself. And what you're going to see, I mean, that's an incredibly costly endeavor for the U.S. government to wipe out college debt.
Well, I want reparations on that deal. I want my college debt reparations. I mean, seriously, I paid for college. Do I get a reparation based on the degree and the place from which it came? Wouldn't that be, if a place of higher learning, has an average cost of this or the, shouldn't we get reparations? I mean, come on, Craig, get in line with me.
Oh, that's a logical argument. I mean, what is fair? But I think it, what some of these candidates are asking for or what they're saying they're going to deliver would throw us further deeper in debt. I think you're absolutely right that the national debt is a real challenge right now. And I don't know how we swim up from that, but we do need to, as you point out, export more, stimulate the economy, and then find ways to cut spending in a way that's responsible, but actually can tackle the debt.
And it's really important. And energy can be one of those vehicles that delivers us out of debt. Very critical, too, because you find ways that you can have natural resources. And that's one of the ways, one of the avenues you can get debt to get paid down. And let's be honest, fossil fuels aren't going anywhere. Government makes far too much money off of it. I find it hard to believe that politicians would ever get rid of all that gasoline tax and so forth that they roll around in. And there's a lot of it, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. As a commodity, energy is incredibly important to our nation's economy. And I think you're absolutely right that the government does make a lot of money off of it, both at the state and federal levels. In order to pay for, we'd like to think that it all goes to the highways, but unfortunately there's commingling of funds all the time, and that's one of the issues with government, too, is there's really no discipline in spending. They tax everything, even for a specific purpose, like Social Security, highway funds, but then it all gets commingled for whatever pet project Congress wants.
You know what, Craig, when I accidentally commingle a single meal in a calendar year, my accountant rips my head off. I mean, you can't commingle funds. The government does it all the time. You're exactly right, Craig. It violates all the accounting principles and everything else. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being here as always, Craig. Great conversation. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, Steve.
You too. Craig Stevens, everybody, former senior advisor to the U.S. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman and a spokesman for Grow America's Infrastructure Now. Good idea. I want you to hear from Steve Bannon when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.